What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. That's a free app. Download it if you haven't already. You can take us on the go. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, October 28th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville.
Hello, all. Good morning. Happy Monday to you.
And just running the three-man show today, Jason's off. Eric Bickle's here.
Hey, buddy. You know what to do, Cakes. You know what to do, buddy.
I know what to do. I can't even recall which replay. This is the second replay machine. It's bank number seven. Button number 44, and I always tap it with my middle finger because it's kind of a long reach for me. I don't have Kevin Durant wingspan, but Bilal Coulibaly wingspan. I tap hail with the middle finger.
Right.
That's my go-to.
Well, that's what we gave the Bears on the final play.
Definitely gave the Bears the middle, big double barrel middle finger.
We gave Tyreek Stevenson, whatever the guy's name is, gave him the middle finger.
That's the guy who was celebrating during the play.
He's just a massive clown.
And then he got his hands on the ball.
He got what was coming to him because he's the one that actually tipped it directly to Noah.
I don't believe in karma. But if there is such a thing as karma, that's karma.
How about you celebrate after you potentially win the game? Don't taunt the crowd while the play is ongoing.
Yeah, I've seen taunting before a play. Yeah. I've seen taunting after play. I don't remember ever seeing taunting fans once a ball is snapped.
Well, in the NFL, it's kind of rare, to be honest.
Can you imagine being in the film room the next day with the coaches?
No, he's going to have a rough day. I don't know how good he is. He's obviously good. They had him on the end of the game. But
I'm going to guess he had a bit of a rough flight back to Chicago.
I mean, that's the kind of thing that a coach might want to make an example of.
Yeah, I would think.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
I said this on Friday, and it is an EBism. I just did not see Matt Eberflus as a 5-2 coach. And I think he blew the game. Now, I don't know if he makes the offensive calls.
He does a terrible call. That's Shane Waldron.
When they hand it off to the big fat offensive lineman.
Just one of the dumbest things I've seen. Probably the dumbest thing I think I saw during week 8.
Yeah.
Like, you have capable running backs. You've got DeAndre Swift, and you've got a goal line hammer in Roschon Johnson. You're on the 1 yard
line. They're getting cute.
Why you give it to a big fat guy?
And you saw Roschon Johnson later.
Right.
But
I just don't understand.
To me, and Tony Romo called this, to me, the dumb play was just conceding the 10 yards or so that they gave him on the quick out pattern just before the Hail Mary. I watched the end of the Ravens game, and Valdez, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think at one point the defense only had one person rushing Lamar, or maybe it was a different game, but at the end of the game, they took away the outside. Mm-hmm. They were like, you're not going to throw the ball to the point that you can go out of bounds.
Right.
And the Bears just said, okay, go ahead, take this yardage so that you can throw a Hail Mary.
Well, I think their thinking is, we'll give you the 10 yards because we don't want to give you 15 or 20 for a shot at a long... Well, a field goal wasn't even a play there, was
it?
Yeah, field goal wasn't even a thing. Yeah, I don't understand
Look, it wasn't meant to be. I could make the argument, JP, that even if we were 10 yards shorter, there was no one behind Noah Brown. You know, if they play that kind of the same way, and he catches it at the 10-yard line, he's going to walk into the end zone. I mean, you can focus on that if you want. But
I just thought it was a terrible strategy.
Even dumber
than all of that was Tony Romo suggesting that you bring in Marcus Mariota to throw the Hail Mary.
Well, he kept saying that he thought that Jaden didn't have the same zip on the ball. I didn't know what he was saying.
I think I might have seen that a couple times during the game where the balls were low, whereas if he didn't have a rib injury. Like, I think the balls would have been... I mean, there were a few balls that he threw that were, like, down by dude shoelaces that were kind of low. Mm-hmm. And maybe the rib impacted that. But to suggest that Marcus Mariota, who I don't think anybody's ever thought of having, like, the strongest arm, to come in just cold and throw a Hail Mary,
well,
I thought that was the dumbest thing I heard all of a sudden.
Maybe, but to me, it did not appear hurt. I didn't see it. You might have been out of sync on a couple times.
He took a hit relatively late where he looked like he was wincing.
Yeah, but that's the NFL. I never watched a game and went, man, he can't do what he normally does.
I think a throw or two that he had where okay. I was like, eh, that might have been impacted
be right.
by the rip. But for the most part, I mean
it already connected on a long pass.
Here's
to,
what I do
to
know.
Terry.
I know that he outplayed Caleb Williams by mm-hmm. leaps and bounds. That I do know.
Yeah, just looking at those two, one quarterback looks calm, cool, and collected. The other one looks jittery.
I mean, Caleb Williams had 36 yards passing through the first three quarters. Now, he caught fire a little bit late, had some nice passes down the stretch. But that I don't know if it was just him. I don't know if it was his offensive line. I don't know if it was the Commanders ratcheting up the pressure on him.
Mm-hmm.
But he did not look comfortable throughout that game.
I actually think the secondary was doing a really good job. Like, sometimes when they would show the view of Caleb kind of scrambling around, guys weren't open.
You got to have the music on. It's got to be constant.
The defense is improving.
They've improved.
I think
markedly.
We have to credit the Commanders' defense because they did a great job on DJ Moore and Keenan Allen and all of the weapons that they have, Adunze. I mean, they made a couple catches, but for the most part, I don't think Caleb had many guys to throw to.
He was impressive at times, but he was also off, out of sync. I think we can see who the more polished quarterback is. I mean, Caleb, I think, will have a long career, and he'll make Pro Bowls, and he'll probably do some special things. You can see the talent.
But his inaccuracy,
I'd rather have our guy.
His inaccuracy is kind of alarming when you watch an entire game by him.
Yeah.
Some of the throws are very woof.
Yeah, but he does, you know, like the some of those like throws where he's dropping the arm angle and stuff.
Oh, like his off schedule stuff is great.
It's really good.
But a lot of his other throws, they just have you scratching your head.
No, I agree. But I thought we deserved it. I thought we were blessed by God too. We got lucky to get away with it.
I was fully braced to come in here, and I wasn't ready for a misery Monday, but I was accepting my fate until the play happened.
Oh, yeah. You could see it kind of going in the other direction. Just kind of lost momentum there in the fourth quarter.
But it ended the way it should.
I think so.
They had 481 yards of offense to 307. Now, I understand a lot of it was on the last play, but you still dominated the game.
They also stalled when it came to scoring touchdowns instead of field goals.
I think it's unusual, though.
It was a lot like the Giants game.
Yeah, it was just penalties
again.
It was
very similar to that.
And they had Trent Scott in there. He had two of them. They got to tighten that up. I don't think there's some sort of fatal flaw in the red zone.
They look like the better team.
Oh, I'm not
by far.
I'm not disputing it, but I don't believe in the old, well, they deserve to win the game because their stats were much better.
Well, they deserve to win the game, I thought, because they dominated the time of possession. They had the ball for most of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then they almost gave it away. And credit to the Bears. I wouldn't have come in here. I would have said, you know what? The Bears fight. And they deserved it. It's fine. You know.
Yeah, but now you get to flex and say they're the Bears.
They are the Bears. They are the Bears at the end of the day. So that's why I'm not Porky Pigging.
Right.
A lot of everyone was like, oh, you got a Porky Pig. I don't think you Porky Pig when you beat a team like the Bears.
Yeah, I think if you came in and you beat them like 38-3, maybe you think about it.
I think we got to beat a better team. Better team, closer, you know. Let's keep Porky Pigging special.
Right.
Okay. But one thing I do know is Jaden Daniels is making football fun again, Cakes.
Oh, he is certainly doing that.
Making football fun again around here.
I mean, the scene in my basement when he connected on the Hail Mary, just full-blown eruption.
I had my daughter on the phone
People
at the same
literally
time.
Screaming.
My
screaming.
Phone exploding seconds after. One. I just can't even, really, I mean, JP talked about before the show with Mar came in here and said, greatest play in Redskins history.
Yes.
You know, Mar's been around for about 9 minutes.
I know.
JP points out the Riggins run, which clearly bigger.
Yeah.
But it's up there, buddy.
Oh, it's a huge one.
Although it is interesting, if you go to Google or you go to Alexa and you say, what's the NFL? I'm going to ask you this question. I don't know if you know this.
I probably don't.
We
go
did
ahead.
This last night.
Your new ass
What
cakes.
Is the success rate of Hail Marys in the NFL?
Oh, I'm going to say, I don't know. It's got to be under 5%. I would say 3%.
I'm going to go higher.
I think it's like 9%
Is it
8
really
or 9%. It's a little higher than you think.
Remember, Aaron Rodgers had one this year.
I mean, we see those things happen.
Yeah.
And so they are Hail Marys, and you are on the wrong side of it way more than not.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not like onside kicks, which never work anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, Hail Marys, 1 in every 12 hit.
This is how big the win was, though. I put this on our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio, before. I can't remember the site that I got it from. Had they lost the game, their playoff chances, according to the probability charts, 48%. The win, 77%. Oh, that's how much the difference changes. Is between 5-3 and 6-2.
It changes your trajectory. It also just cements the belief that this team must have about themselves. I mean, they couldn't be in a better positive headspace. Again, I don't think it's a Super Bowl contender, but sometimes seasons just get away from it. We'll just ride the wave, see where it takes us.
I said this in the NFC. Outside of Detroit, I don't see any team that's super dominant. I would put them in a pool with three or four other teams in the NFC, and maybe San Francisco is going to turn it around. They won last night. They're 4-4, and San Francisco, they were in the Super Bowl last year. On paper, they've got a great amount of talent. All right, so Detroit, I mean, they just are stomping on people. Yeah, what, they put up 52 yesterday?
They're a machine.
And they went, and they were playing Hendon Hooker, I believe, at the end. So Detroit's there. But outside of that, I mean, Washington's atop the division. All right, the Eagles are playing better now, but the Vikings have lost two in a row. Packers are all right. Jordan Love went down. Malik Willis actually has been pretty good in relief for the Packers.
But for him.
You look at the NFC picture, I don't know. I could definitely see them making the NFC championship game.
My daughter asked me yesterday, are they a Super Bowl contender? And I said, probably not. I said, but they're a playoff contender.
They're certainly a playoff contender.
There's no disputing that.
And I don't think, even though their percentage up to 48%, I don't think a loss would have dramatically impacted that in my brain. I still was proud of them, even though they weren't scoring. Like, the defensive turnaround has been mine. That's been even... Jaden Daniels is 1A, but the defensive turnaround, in my opinion, is crazy.
They're up to 14th in yards allowed per game, and they're 10th in points allowed per game at 20.9 points per game.
I mean, I just can't tip my cap enough to Joe Witt and Quinn and all those guys over there that are doing whatever they're doing to figure it out.
That didn't look great against the Ravens a few weeks ago.
Well, the Ravens are better than us.
Yeah.
Even though the Ravens is disappointed
yesterday.
Ravens are
a Super Bowl contender.
But, the Ravens are legit. I have a lot of respect for the Ravens. They're better than us. But a dramatic turnaround in the defense. You know, I don't expect us to be the best team in the NFL.
And
it's crazy.
Next week, Daniel Jones and the Giants. Defensive numbers should get better.
Now, we can't get, you know,
he's played well against Washington. And he did this year.
That is true.
We got to still do it.
Absolutely.
We do have the 6-2 swoons.
In New York.
But to me, the difference, and I said last week, between 5-3 and 6-2. All right, PFF put out the numbers. The difference was 48% to 77%. Mm-hmm. But like the psychological difference to me is, well, 6-2, I'm not saying you want to lose against the Giants, but you can lose the game and it's not that devastating. At 5-3, it feels like you're in a dogfight for the playoffs and you can't lose a game that you're supposed to win.
I still felt like we were going to be okay, but maybe that was just me trying to be psychologically positive. You know, I wasn't going to be catastrophic on that loss.
Right.
I was justifying it in my brain that I was impressed with the defensive turnaround.
So you feel like you're free rolling now with that win. That win is
a little bit, kind of
a free roll.
A little bit. I kind of been feeling free rolling all season because I didn't really expect to have great success.
Well,
like
I mean,
this.
They're way ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
I mean, the season win total in Vegas was 6.5.
Yeah.
And they've got 6 through 8 games.
Yeah.
If you're holding that ticket, you're already spending
remarkable.
Your money.
And you see the way these guys love each other, the way they play for each other.
These guys love each other. Who's that?
Zorn. I need to find that's a good one.
You can really just see it. And that's what winning does. Winning breeds that kind of thing. But they just have character guys. You know, Bobby
these
Wagner at one point, you know, I know, I think even Driver would acknowledge there's still some value to that guy.
Sure.
And a tremendous value to this team. He was picking up Caleb's audibles clearly early in that game and relaying it to his teammates, just making big plays. I don't know, man. It's one of those seasons. I said it a few weeks ago, and I don't believe that they're going to win the Super Bowl. Believe me, I do not believe that. I don't even believe they're going to get there. That's crazy. But I haven't felt this much fun and joy since 91.
Well, the beautiful part about it,
like week after week.
The beautiful part about it is they've had seasons where they've made the playoffs and they've had their runs. This feels like this could be sustainable for years because of one guy.
Yep. One superstar.
I mean, it should be a decade plus of being a playoff contender.
Jaden Daniels is appointment television.
Mm-hmm.
You can't not watch him.
All right, we'll come back.
I challenge you to not watch him.
We'll come back, open up the phone lines at 800-636-1067. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Your reactions to the Commanders' victory, 800-636-1067. It is a Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com.